document, which is behind tab 10. I'll briefly summarize the background on this and the alternative under consideration. In framework 4, the council adopted a backstop provision. We were at that time in a rebuilding plan with 3 years remaining, and we adopted some conservative target tax, set the days at sea and the trip limits, and the backstop provision stated that if there was an overage of the landings of the target tack in either area, there would be an adjustment in 2009 to the days at sea. If the overage was 10% or less, there would be no adjustment. If the overage was between 10 and 30%, we would use the 2007 effort data and catch data to recalculate the appropriate days at sea to keep the target tack, to keep the landings under the target tack in 2009. The reason for that 1 year lag is that we need to complete the fishing year and wait for the data to be available, make the calculation, and so on, publish the rules. So it skipped a year. If the overage was 30% or greater in either area, that area then would, vessels would have 0 days at sea, effectively closing the directed fishery, and they would only be operating under incidental catch limits. Subsequent to adopting that framework, we had a stock assessment in the context of the Data Poor Working Group, Data Poor Stocks Working Group, and the recommended outcome of that was that we revised the biomass reference points, and as a consequence of that, both stocks are no longer overfished. In fact, they are above the biomass target, rebuilt, and overfishing is not occurring. That sets the backdrop for the current proposed action, which is to eliminate the backstop provision, as it is no longer deemed necessary since the stocks are not overfished, overfishing is not occurring, and that is the alternative under consideration. When the Data Poor Stocks Working Group conducted their assessment, one of the terms of reference that we requested and they obliged was to apply the target tax that we had adopted in Framework 4, 5,000 and 5,100 metric tons for North and South, to the fishing years 07, 08, and 09 to see what effect that would have on the growth of the stocks or the stock components. And when they conducted that analysis, it indicated that the stocks would continue to grow. In the analysis of the proposed action, eliminating the backstop provision, the plan development team applied the same modeling technique. But instead of applying the target tax, we applied a 30% overage in each of the 3 years, 07, 08, and 09, to see what effect that would have. If you go to the document at this point, and on page 30 and 31, you'll see some figures that illustrate the Data Poor Working Group assessment results. And I'm sorry, they're in black and white, so it's hard to distinguish the lines here, but the Data Poor Working Group assessment of landing the target tack and the effect that the PDT concluded would occur with the 30% overage in each of the 3 years. And you can see in the top figures of both pages that in fact the impact is fairly small. The growth trend is projected to continue at a slightly lower rate. Based on this, the plan development team recommends adopting alternative one, which is to eliminate the backstop provision. The Mid-Atlantic Council voted to make that recommendation, and yesterday the Monkfish Oversight Committee also voted to make that recommendation. I think that pretty much summarizes it. I did mention yesterday at the committee meeting, in terms of the social and economic impacts, it's qualitatively obvious that if you eliminate the potential for closure of a directed fishery or a reduction of days at sea, in light of the fact that overfishing is not occurring and the stocks are rebuilt, eliminating the backstop would have a positive social and economic effect relative to taking no action. In terms of landings now, one of the things that took place last fall was that at the request of the New England and Mid-Atlantic Councils, NIMS adopted a quota monitoring program to give us more near real-time landing so that vessels would have a sense of how close to being over or how far over we were. And the most recent landings data summarized on page 27 of this document and shown graphically on page 28. As of March 29th, the northern area landings were 94% of the target tack, and the southern area landings are 125%. Given that there is probably an upward adjustment to the more recent landings data as the data is audited and updated, given the fact that there's 1 month left, there is a very good possibility that the southern area will exceed the target tack by 30%. It's unlikely that the northern area would even reach a 10% overage. But that's still a possibility, I guess. I want to remind the council also that we are now in past the proposed rule stage and pending final rule on Framework 5, which includes a couple of measures that are likely to close some loopholes that could be contributing to this overage, very likely contributing to the overage, and that is the 10 carryover days at sea, which it would be reduced to 4, the 3-hour gill net rule, which now requires charges gill net vessels 15 hours for a trip and prevents them from going out and hauling their gear and getting back within 3 hours and only getting charged 3 hours and getting a full day's worth of monkfish landings. So it's very possible that if in fact these measures work as they are intended and the stock doesn't grow so fast that the catch rates just go through the roof, that in fact we will stay within the target tack for the next 2 years, at which point we will be reviewing the whole plan anyway. So that said, I'll take any questions.
Any questions for Phil? Okay, we have we had a committee meeting last night, and we have one motion from the committee, which was to recommended the council to approve alternative one in framework 6. So I'll make that motion on behalf of the committee. Is there any discussion on the motion? We'll go to the audience. Maggie.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Maggie Raymond, Associated Fisheries of Maine. Of course, we support this action by the council and the motion that's before you. I do want to point out that this is the second time in the course of this FMP that the council has expended resources to remove a default mechanism that would close the fishery. In this case, this is not necessary because the latest scientific information we have on the resource is that it's over rebuilt. During the course of this FMP, the industry has made significant sacrifice to rebuild this resource. The trawl fishery in the southern fishery management area has been completely eliminated. Every time there's been a reduction in groundfish or scallop days at sea, the industry has lost access to monkfish. Every time there's been a groundfish closure, the industry has lost access to monkfish. There is a scallop days at sea reduction for 2008. There are additional groundfish reductions on schedule for 2009. So all of these sacrifices have brought us to the place where we are today, which is, again, a resource that is healthy. Yet the industry remains shackled to the measures that are designed to rebuild the resource when it is now rebuilt. If there is any one thing that could possibly, the council could possibly do that might save the industry, the groundfish industry, in the face of the reductions that we have and the cost of fuel, it would be to give us a little more monkfish. But there is no plans in either the short or the long term to review the existing regulations to see if they remain necessary. So for the record, I just want to say that we believe that that's just plain wrong, that we, again, have made sacrifices to rebuild this resource, and we should have more access to it. While it's a good thing to say, okay, we're not going to close the fishery, we need more. We need more than that. Thank you.
Mr. Libby.
Thanks for the opportunity to speak. I agree with Maggie on that. I've talked to my guys last night after that committee meeting, and that was one of their number one concern. When can we get out of the, well, we're in the northern zone, and most of the guys' monkfish permits are 300 pounds a day, or 25% of their total catch, and they're running into more monkfish, obviously, if it's a rebuilt stock and it's not being overfished. They would like to see, and myself also, because I am a fisherman, a little bit of relief on regulations. If we do have a rebuilt stock, we'd like to know the process of getting some of the stock back. Seems we have made the sacrifices and everything to try to rebuild the stock, and it looks like we've done a good job. So if we could get something in there to give a little back, we'd be greatly appreciative. Thanks a lot.
Anyone else? Back to the council. Mark Gibson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to support the motion because I think this council has to do that, but I just want to raise one concern, and it goes back to the some of the comments I made earlier when we were at another meeting adopting new reference points, is that there was information in the revised assessment that indicated that monkfish productivity potentially could be higher than has been agreed upon at this point. And if that's true, and if these two lines move up, the horizontal lines you see in your handout, the biomass threshold and target, should they move up, and there has in fact been a deflection in the biomass accruals because of more liberal catch allowances now, you could find yourself in a difficult spot down the road in terms of biomass not having achieved what it could had we not taken as big a bite now, and the biomass targets and thresholds having been elevated by refined science. So there is some risk, but I don't see any other choice at this point. Thank you.
Dr. Pierce.
Uh, Yes, I'll support this motion, primarily because of the steps this council has already taken through Framework 5 to deal with the loopholes, the days at sea carryover allowances, the way in which we will now treat the three-hour gillnet rule, that is, we do away with it. Those are extremely important measures, extremely important steps for us to take, and we have taken them. As a consequence, that enables me to get over my concern that I've expressed at previous council meetings, and Mark just alluded to it, and certainly it's well described in the executive summary of Framework Number 6, and that is the situation we now have rebuilt. Overfishing is not occurring. However, that's based upon the new assessment that still has a large degree of uncertainty within it. So I can live with that. I can live with that uncertainty because of what we've done with, as I said, with Framework 5.
Sally McGee.
This is a point that I raised yesterday when we were talking about skates, another data poor situation, and which David Pierce just raised. But I want to make sure that people are aware very clearly what the data poor working group said. The assessment report, and I'm just reading from the framework document, the assessment report emphasizes that in addition to the fact that the assessment was the first to use a new analytical model, there is a high degree of uncertainty in the analysis due to the dependence on assumptions about natural mortality, growth rates, and other model inputs. We're in a position where we're taking a significant amount of risk based on the data poor situation, and willing very quickly to take the positive news, whereas it was, how long did we discuss skates yesterday, and how the science was something that people were uncomfortable with, whereas there's been very little discussion in this context of monkfish as far as how people feel about the science that we're dealing with, which is similar in some respects. So I just want to emphasize that and highlight that so that people are just considering how we're dealing with the same issue in both the skate fishery and the monkfish fishery very differently. Thank you.
Anyone else on the council? Ready for the question? All those in favor, please raise your hand. Opposed? 1. Abstentions? 1. The motion carries. 14. 1. 1 abstention. I believe that's it under monkfish, Phil. Okay, we're going to take a 10-minute break, and when we come back, we'll pick up with enforcement.